I'm in. I'm here.
Okay.
I think I just had to finish setting up my podcast.
Oh my gosh.
I was like, why is this shit not working?
I was all recording now, so. All right. So this, we're back with Insecure Minds Happy Hour Edition this week. We're going to be reviewing season four, episode two of HBO's Insecure. So let's just go ahead and jump right into it. So Issa Rae and Canola finally talk about Lawrence and how they don't want it to be awkward. First of all, must I say, when they were walking away, did y'all catch them outfits?
No. I caught Condola's shoes. Her shoes are so cute. The boots.
Oh, sorry. Raven is on this week, too. Sorry. Raven is my other sister. Jasmine was on last week, so.
Hello. Getting really involved.
Okay, but yes, Condola's shoes. I think both their outfits is cute.
I think all the outfits in this season has been really cute, especially like Molly, how she does like the, I think it's called monochromatic with all the same colors.
Oh, I wasn't even paying attention. I'm going to have to go back and look.
But you know what? They always had good fashion, especially Issa. Mm-hmm. Like, I kind of
I always love Issa's outfits and her hairstyles.
Yeah, her hair.
Yeah, I do like Issa's hairstyles.
I just Googled Issa hairstyles yesterday. I was like, I'm going to do something.
So, basically, they talk about how they don't want it to be awkward. And they kind of squash the whole thing. And I think it makes it a lot easier. Because it's like, I want them to be friends. But, you know, the whole Lawrence situation kind of makes it hard for them. But they kind of, like, they got over it. And they kind of laugh about it now, which I think is nice.
Right. They're being adults about it.
Mm-hmm. I think it's nice, too. But I think a little bit down the line that something or some conversation is going to get weird.
Yeah. We'll get into that, so.
Probably because, like, Adela's going to want to talk about more personal things. Issa going to be like, eh. I don't know about that.
So the next thing that I wrote down in my notes was the Halloween costumes, the scene where they was making the bag.
Man, freaking Kelly. So,
Kelly is
hilarious.
The thing that got me is when she said, y'all gonna have to wipe me.
Yes.
No, when she picked up the candy and dropped it, and she was like, that's what the kids gonna do, throw it.
But I thought all they costumes was cute. I was trying to figure out what Issa was. She's supposed to be Mr. Incredible.
Interesting. I don't know. I was trying to figure out who she was as well, but I couldn't figure it out. I really liked Molly's costume.
What was she?
Clover. Compton Clover.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, hers was cute. And then Tiffany was what? Mona Lisa. Was it? Not
Cleo,
Mona Lisa.
Cleopatra.
Cleopatra.
Mona
yeah.
Lisa. Oh, my God.
So, well, no. That's different colors.
Yeah, but yeah, I thought that was cute. That whole scene was pretty funny. But even in that scene, you could tell that Issa and Molly is like we said on the first. Yeah, like me and Jasmine said on the first episode, we thought that they were off, mm-hmm. and that they basically was kind of distance from each other, and you could tell because they're like the closest friends out of the group, but Molly told Kelly and Tiffany stuff before she told Issa. Mm-hmm. So
right.
It's like they kind of, you could tell they like distant. So
I think that I don't know. I think that they're just busy doing two separate things in life that is hard for them to catch up with each other.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. That's also true.
I don't know. It's weird. It's like, I don't know. It's like Molly think that Issa gonna judge her, or Molly kind of stuck in her old ways. I don't know.
But if you think about it, Issa, it kind of was judgment when they were on the mountain and she said to Molly, like, you can't never be happy or something like that.
I mean, but it was also judgment.
You always find something negative in a situation. Just like, I don't remember if that was before or after the mountain situation with Asian Bay. And she was like asking him questions, trying to figure out more, and then like,
yeah,
she was being negative, kind of.
It was also judgment on Molly when Molly said, "Oh, you just want problems, like you just that messy," or something she said about Condola.
She said, your life don't have to be that messy. I was like, what?
Yeah, it's like they both judging each other. Yeah,
I was gonna say they both are doing the same thing, so I can't.
So they both kind of backed away from each other.
Yeah, that's why, and that's why I think, because for one, me personally, I don't think that Molly trying to get the Asian guy, what's his name, Andrew? I don't think that she is like wrong for trying to get him to talk. It looks as if Molly is looking for more out of a guy than just have sex and move on. So I don't think that's wrong or unhappy of her to try to get him to talk and open up.
I agree with that, but I also feel like she's forcing a relationship with somebody who clearly is not on it.
Yeah. Then, like,
you think that would be clear though with them?
It's like, I don't know.
I maybe think so, because he said he was dating other people.
She wasn't expecting to like him as much as she did already. And then, like, when she made that comment, said, like, I want somebody with more depth. And he was just like, wait, what?
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
I like Asian Bay.
He's cool. So the next TSA Bay and the con.
That was fucking nasty.
Oh my gosh. That was so hilarious.
He gonna say, did y'all catch the part where he was like, ooh, do that thing that you like, punk my butt or something like that. I was like,
yeah, what did he say? That's all he was about to ask. What did he say? Push my booty button?
Yeah, something like that.
I was like, wait, she want him to touch, he want her to touch his booty hole? Like, what?
Yeah, I think
thought
that's
it was
exactly
the way she hole. Was looking around him.
I was like,
she was like, oh, okay. And then she like looked around him and was trying to feel it.
Yeah. And when they was over, she kind of looked at her finger like, oh, okay.
I was like, ugh, you
just gotta
wash your hands.
And then Mirror Bitch finally made her debut this season.
Right.
In the little mirror where she said, what did she say? I'm not upset, I'm just disappointed. Yeah.
She said you can do better.
I can't wait till she do those raps in the mirror again.
Yes. God. That was disgusting. And especially when the condom fell out. I was not expecting
like
that.
I was like, oh, that's gross.
That was sick.
So I have a question. How do we feel about Lawrence going to Issa and saying to Issa, like, I would feel more comfortable if y'all stopped talking to me, instead of him saying that to Condola when they were sitting at the dinner table?
Well, we'll get there, because I want to discuss the other things first, because I'm trying to go in order of the show. Okay. But I do want to, because I want to discuss something before we discuss that. When Issa and Condola meet at the restaurant together, and then Molly comes.
Oh, I ain't like her energy at all. It's like, I can understand, because she was like, I can't talk about nothing with Condola because they ain't my friend. I got it. However, she ain't do nothing to you, Molly. Nothing.
Yeah. And here's my thing. If that's your friend, okay, that's your friend's ex new girlfriend. If your friend not mad, why are
exactly
you?
That's what I'm saying. Like, she wants Issa to be mad so bad, and she not. Like, she I actually really like Condola.
Yeah, I do too.
I like Condola too, but at the time, I don't think Molly had as bad as an attitude as she could have. She was a little bit awkward because she didn't like the situation and she wanted to talk about some personal things, but I don't think she had a horrible attitude about it.
She might have had voiced it, but her body language, did you see when she had picked up Condola's purse, like, ew, take that?
Yeah. I was like, she wanted her to leave, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And she was like, yeah, I'm going to stay. I go. Issa said stay, and she was like, I'm going to go to the bathroom. I was like, you don't have to act like that. But it could get to the point where, like, yes, Condola might say something because she might catch that vibe. Like, what is your problem, Molly?
Yeah, she picked up her purse. I thought that was kind of a rude gesture. And then how she asked the menu from her and stuff, so...
And then, like, how she got mad because Issa was like, I know what I want already, and gave her the venue. I was just like, well, what did you get mad for? You should have took it.
So, speaking of that, did y'all know that was actually Issa's real coffee shop that she has in LA?
Oh, wow.
What's it called?
Coffee shop. Find Your Hilltop.
Oh, I can't wait to go back to LA. I'm going to go there.
That's interesting. I didn't know that that was her real coffee shop.
That's cool. Used to be in her bag. Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
I just love her. Like, I watched her and Molly Will Yvonne on live. They did a live for an hour. They're so funny. Like, they really act like the characters in the show in real life.
Yeah. Okay, so... Go ahead. So what you said, really quick before we move on, did y'all think that Issa kind of wanted Condola to stay because she didn't want to be alone with Molly? Like, did it seem like that to y'all?
I don't think it kind of seemed like that. I think because it was already hitting it off with lunch and she just like, well, why you want to leave? We was already having fun. I don't think she didn't want to stay because of Molly or wanted her to leave because of Molly.
Yeah, for the same. Okay,
so now back to the question you had when Lawrence and Issa met up. What did you say?
Oh, how did you feel about him expressing, being able to express to Issa that he don't feel comfortable with her and Condola talking about him instead of just saying that to Condola when they were talking about it at lunch or whatever?
So, yeah, I felt like that should have been discussed with Condola because that's your girl. Or even if you felt like you had to say that to Issa, it could have been a simple text or a call. I don't understand why they met up.
I feel like he did that because he was trying to check the temperature and make sure she ain't tell Condola, like, oh, I was like unemployed on your couch for 2-3 years or whatever, trying to test to see what she told her. That, I don't think it was necessary for them to meet up because I'm just like, y'all broke up.
About that.
Who cares? That's my friend. That's yo, whatever she is. Okay.
What'd you think, Jasmine?
I think it's weird, honestly. I feel like for him to be able to just easily say that to Issa, I feel like he clearly feels like he still have a better connection with Issa than with Condola. Right. And I think with them... I feel like that something with them is going to happen by the end of the season that's going to mess up all three of their relationships.
Yes, I was thinking that because when Issa had called her and was like, I'm about to meet up with Condola, is there something that you don't want me to say or whatever? And then she was just like, well, so how you doing? He was like, you can hang up now. I was like, wait a minute. Something about to start sparking.
Yeah, see, the fact that they're doing that, Lawrence is meeting up with Issa, Issa is calling Lawrence to see what she should or should not say, they're still having some sort of loyalty to each other instead of Condola.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And then even when she was at that Schoolboy Q thing, she called, was like, oh, you think we should I tell her that we met up or, no, just, you know. And that's going to be
exactly.
A mess in itself.
That right like, there already is going to start something.
I feel like she either gonna go through his phone and see that they get in contact with like, well, and she gonna ask one of them, be like, well, what was y'all talking about? Or ask both, and they both say something different, like they fucking around.
Yeah, right.
So,
It's like, I feel like they're going to start messing around again or something, and Condola going to catch them. Well, basically, what you just said, but like,
which at the end of the day, with what everybody is being mad at Molly about, she's probably going to end up right because she knows that her friend shouldn't be in this situation because it's probably not going to turn out the best way for her.
Or Issa going to do something with Lawrence and she's going to tell Molly and she's going to be like, well, I told you, bitch. Something like that.
Speaking of Molly and everybody being mad at her, the guy at her job that's mad at her, I feel like they about to have something going.
I can see that.
Oh, because like, wasn't that last season when she stole that case from him or something?
Yeah. Yep, yep.
I was like, ooh.
That's what it was. I feel like they gonna have something, so.
I can see that. That would be a crazy little twist because we all thinking that she's falling for Andrew.
And I do Drew wrong. Yeah. I like him.
He alright.
Asian day. Why he cut his hair? He got a British accent, y'all.
He got a British accent? Yeah. Oh, do we? In real life?
He was on Live with Issa too. I was like, oh my God. Why does he have a British accent? Well, technically, he's born in Australia. Australian accent.
So, speaking of Molly and Asian Bay. So Molly and Asian Bay, they go on another date. She finally tells him that she wants him to open up more. And she talks about how she talks about how she lived by Disney, and then he said, you know, if we did that, my sister would have a problem with crowds or something. So she tried to get him to open up a little more about that, and he kind of shuts down. So then they get into an argument because of that. How would y'all think about that scene?
Was that when it was at her house? Yeah.
Yeah. And he ended up going to the Summer Walker show because they got into an argument.
And then she asked about his brother or something, and he was like, I don't know where, we don't know where he is.
The sister.
Or, yeah.
I don't see why he got so upset about it. Maybe it's just maybe it's just something that's going on within his family that's very like personal to him, and he don't feel like he can. That's why he lashed out about it.
He do that with everything else, even with his job. Remember early in the episode, he answered the phone for his job, and she was like, well, is everything okay? He was like, oh, yeah, it will be. Like, it kind of seemed like he just, like, shortens everything that's personal.
I feel like he's kind of doing that because how him and Miley's first interaction was, like, she tried to blow him off and wasn't taking him serious. And I kind of feel like he's doing that right now, like, being cautious. Like, I don't think she in this for real.
I can see that. That's a good point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, so we already talked about how Issa called him.
So what do we why do you think Molly lied at the end with who was on the phone or what they were talking about with Issa?
I don't know. I thought that was weird because, like, she didn't even say. Well, she did tell her about like how he wasn't opening up. I don't know because I feel like probably because she thought about what she said to Issa, saying y'all life don't have to be this messy, and she kind of made hers messy from like that conversation with Asian Bay and get mad at him, and then now she like had feelings and like want to get back real with him. I don't know.
Yeah, I think that was kind of Issa's way of getting back at her, like telling the brutal, well, what she thought was the brutal truth to her. But she was like, well, fucking, I'm going to just say she always find a problem in it. Like, she probably was just like, I'm going to just tell her just like she so-called told me.
Yeah.
And then you see them distancing themselves, even like at the beginning and even at the end of the show, it showed them themselves even more, even when he called and she lied and was like, oh, that was some work shit. She didn't even say like, oh, that was him. He called, like, she just said, fuck it. Like, and I think it's all because they just been giving each other negative energy. Yeah.
I think they're just growing apart. Molly's focusing on wanting to build a relationship, and Issa's trying to build a business or the block party. So they're just on two separate paths. She's trying to
build herself, and then they focus on, they on two completely different pages. And they kind of close, so I feel like usually it's like they both is on like the same thing or somewhere around it, but they like on two completely different things.
I agree.
So, okay, so I had a random find that I found in the show. So I don't know if y'all noticed, but on the first episode, when she was making her speech to the block party, it was a set of twins. This episode, it was another set of twins, like one of the extras, like in the split between each scene, between the scenes.
No, I noticed it in the first one, but I didn't notice it in the second one.
It was a, between, like, they were split between scenes. I forget which two scenes. But I noticed it was another set of twins. They was hugging somebody.
What's the topic or the phrase for this season?
Low key.
Okay.
Low key. So I'm going to look on next season and see if I spot, I mean, not next season, next episode, and see if I spot some twins. Oh. Yeah, because I feel like it's been, like, hidden. But I found the twins in the first one, and then it was twins on the second one. So I'm going to see
if it's another set of twins. Down for the block party.
Yeah, it was two black ones, and they had, like, curly hair, like, curly afros or whatever. And then the second one, it was two Asian ones, and they was hugging somebody. They showed the back of somebody, and both the twins were hugging somebody. And it was in between the split. Like, you know how between scenes they'll show, like, the city and then some of the people walking down the street or something. They showed that, and it was some twins. But they kind of, I don't know. If y'all can catch it, but I'm going to see if it's on the next one. I think that might be something. They might be, like, some Easter egg sort of type of thing that they're throwing up in there. Maybe.
I'm gonna have to see.
Yeah, so what are your y'all's predictions for next episode?
Oh no.
I think maybe next episode there may be a little tension between Issa, Kendola, and Lawrence.
Like Issa and Lawrence gonna keep talking, they're gonna keep doing them check-ins.
Yeah. Yes. Either that, or it's gonna be some tension between somewhere. It's gonna be some tension with Issa, either between them or with her and Molly.
Or all of the above.
I think that it'll be tension with Issa, Lawrence, and Kendola as well in the next episode.
And I also think that Asian Bay and Molly might go in a positive, well, with Molly wants them to go like that, the way her, in Molly's favor. I think so.
Asian Bay.
She broke up with TSA Bay, so we.
Does he actually work at the airport, or is he just security somewhere?
I think he worked at the airport.
I used to have mentioned, like, talking about some guy with a regular job that don't work at LAX.
So, yeah, I want to see who's going to step in. Because if he's out of the way, somebody else got to be stepping in.
Like, obviously. This next episode or the episode after, Nathan comes back in.
Yeah. Now, which one is Nathan?
The light one with the pretty eyes, the one she was with on the Ferris wheel?
Pretty eyes, too. What was his name?
The light one with the pretty eyes. That's Nathan.
Well, who was the dark one with the pretty eyes?
Oh, Daniel.
He ain't got no pretty eyes. I don't think Daniel ever gonna come back.
Or maybe that, I don't know. Okay.
What happened end on the end with them, the last scene with them on last.
She just moved out, and he brought her stuff over, and that was the end. Yes. That's why I don't think he gonna come back.
I think that was the closing of that chapter. But like Nathan, I feel like that was still lingering because like he shows up at her apartment.
Yeah, he don't need that. And no, he lives yeah. with Asian Bay, don't he?
I forgot about that because she snuck into his room. That was funny.
Yeah. Well, we'll see about that. I guess we'll see which one of our predictions are right next week. NoFilterThePodcast@gmail.com if you want to get in on the conversation. NoFilterPod on Instagram. Y'all better share this episode too, since y'all both on it, so people can get in on the conversation. So yeah, anything else y'all want to say before we end it?
That's it.
Listen, we'll be back next week to talk about episode 3 and the mess that goes on with that. But you know, I hope it's not one of those slow episodes, because y'all know in the season it's always that the couple slow episodes where nothing really happens. I hope it's not going to be that.
We shall see.
Yeah. All right. So we'll catch you guys next week. Bye.
Peace out. Gang, gang.
Okay, so we reached the end of the show. Please, all feedback is welcome. And if you want to know how you can give us feedback, you can go to nofilterthepodcast@gmail.com. And that's nofilterthepodcast@gmail.com. You can also visit the Instagram page at nofilterpod on Instagram. Also, you can listen on Anchor. Once this podcast is over, you can hear how to get Anchor. You can also make your own podcast too if you want to. This is Brittany, and this is the No Filter Podcast. As always, thanks so much for listening, and we will see you next time. Bye.